They're not real, because this is what Cab Franc is capable of if it's done correctly, you know, and a lot of people just don't focus on it. So there is, you know, the little bit that's out there, a lot of it is fairly mediocre. So when you run into one like this, or we had one when we were in Napa a few weeks ago that was just stunning. And when he told me, he says, oh, we also have a Cab Franc. I'm like, oh, really? And my ears perked up. Can we have some of that? And he goes, oh, yeah, you are. We sat there and chatted for a few minutes, and the kid ran the back and pulled one out, and it was stunning. Oh, it's this is what happens if you take it seriously, if you know what you're doing, and you're really trying to make a top quality Cab Franc. And it absolutely can be done. It's not, you know, it can be done. It's just, there's a lot of people out there I just don't think are really trying that hard, you know, but these guys, they tried hard and they won, you know, they knocked this one out of the park. This wine's fantastic. Please send more. We'll make it go away. That's not a problem. But, oh, yeah, I could drink this one all day. So we're going to be giving the Pine Ridge Cabernet Franc 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that is going to bring us to our next wine. And we're going to have, against my better judgment, we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like... your opinion, man.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pine Ridge Black Diamond 2021. 92% Cabernet Sauvignon, 8% Malbec, 15% alcohol by volume. Black Diamond is a collaborative wine, the fruit coming from their sister winery, Seven Hills Winery in Washington, before being blended and bottled at Pine Ridge Vineyards. The fruit was chosen by acclaimed winemaker Bobby Richards from premier sites in the Red Mountain AVA of Washington. Grapes were handpicked at night from September 13th to October 21st, aged in half new oak for 20 months before bottling. And this wine is kind of floral in the beginning, and then followed by stuff you would get in the chocolate shop. Kind of like the whole, as soon as you walk in the door, all the chocolates at once. It's very soft on the palate. Nice juices, nice flavors, and we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just telling his thoughts on the Pine Ridge Black Diamond 2021.
Right. So you walked into the chocolate shop, you smelled it, you ate some chocolate-covered cherries. And then it finishes, but there's no real finish. It just kind of disappears into the universe. Hmm. It's pretty good other than that. What did you think, Maury?
I agree with you on the finish. The finish was relatively short. I wasn't quite so enamored with the chocolate shop as you were, but nonetheless, I like the wine. It's
delicious.
Have
you seen him? Trust me, he likes chocolate. Trust me. I've seen him with chocolate. It's scary.
This is a beautiful wine for today. This is one of those bottles that's designed to be cork popped on your way out of the liquor store. It's ready to go. It's pleasant. It's delicious. It's well made. It's an all day sipper, and I liked it quite a lot. I thought it had nice balance, but it did have a very short finish.
Yes, I would agree that the finish was not as long as you'd like it to be, but I think, you know, it balances out. I think the wine's a great wine. What I found really interesting, definitely just on the chocolate or the chocolate shop. But when I first poured it in my glass, and I was having a little bit of trouble reproducing this, banana. So not just like a banana out of the fruit bowl that you peel and eat. And I just thought, well, what is this? So more like banana now or later. Do you remember that? Like really, it's not like a real banana, but you know, it's banana when you put it in your mouth.
Banana extract.
And I really got that on the nose.
The lab created banana.
Right. So in the beginning, it was very strong on the nose for me. And then I was having trouble reproducing it. But now if I put my nose in the glass with an open mouth, I still can get that hint of that banana an hour later, which I find crazy because it's not on the palate at all. I get the cassis, I get the cocoa, I get the red fruit on the palate. So it's really fun that for me, the nose is completely different than what the palate or the story that the palate tells. Definitely. But I really enjoyed it. It's fun.
I'm not getting the banana. I'm trying.
I couldn't get it either.
You got to inhale hard, like she said, with the mouth open.
But that now or later kind of texture, you know, the candy itself.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's the gummy thing.
Kind of like a Starburst, but without all the flavors
like
in it.
Like a banana taffy or something gummy like that.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm definitely getting that. But so,
you got it. Here, try my glass.
But there's a lot of flowers on there. I definitely get lots of the different chocolates. I definitely get like cherry cordial on here. Like milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Like candied flowers and on the palate.
There was a description about lavender, but I love lavender, but I didn't pick it up.
I didn't get it. No.
I just didn't. Somehow I got banana instead.
Yeah. I get the cherry cordial on. Mm-hmm. There's definitely
that's
that.
Definitely there.
I'm definitely getting, I think, a little bit of new leather. I'm definitely getting the milk chocolate. It's got a nice balance to it. The acids and the tannins, I think, are well matched. I don't know if it's... I get the milk chocolate, but I also get like a cocoa powder.
Definitely.
On the finish. That's what I get. It's not a long finish, but the cocoa powder is in the back palate.
Right.
You know, that sort of dry
it's
kind
like
of...
the dark chocolate truffle at the candy store.
Yeah. Right.
Like going to the chocolate shop.
When you get that little bit of the cocoa on the back of your tongue and it sort of rests there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only bad thing I can say is the finish. I wish the finish was longer, but if that's really we're at this point we're splitting
keep
hairs.
It, don't finish.
Yeah, yeah at this You'll point right. we're splitting hairs. I mean, it's a really nice wine, and I certainly would not turn my nose up at a glass of this at any point in time. So, and it's interesting. This fruit's coming from Washington State, so you know, not exactly the first place I would think when I'm thinking, you know, a big cab. So,
right.
Obviously, they know what they're doing. So, we're going to be giving the Pine Ridge Black Diamond 2021 well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So, that's going to take us to our next wine. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Pine Ridge Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 8% Merlot, 7% Petit Sirah, and 5% Malbec. It clocks in at 15.5% ABV. Not for the faint of heart. The fruit for this vintage was chosen from the premier sites set throughout Napa Valley, including their estates in Stag's Leap, Howell Mountain, Oakville, Rutherford, and Carneros. The grapes were harvested at night from September 9th to October 19th. Following a cold soak, a high temperature fermentation occurred to ensure maximum flavor and color extraction. The wine was racked to 35% new French oak and 15% new American oak barrels and then aged for 18 months prior to bottling. 50% was aged in neutral French oak to maintain the freshness and elegance of the vintage. Again, the color is deep, dark, and brooding. The nose has lots and lots of fruit, tons of black cherry, and hints of cedar. The palate, this is just a delight. Lots of juicy notes of blueberry compote, some cherry cordial, hints of cinnamon. The wine is bright, it's round, it's viscous, it's mouth coating. And then the finish just goes on. There's little hints of spice in the finish, some dark roast coffee, a little bit of Bing cherry. And it just sort of dances on your palate for quite some time and goes on and on. I think this is a beautiful wine. To date, perhaps my favorite of the flight, although there is more to come. I can't say enough good things about it. I think they've done an amazing job, and I think it's only going to improve with some time. But given a little bit of air, it's ready to go right out of the bottle now, and I think you can hold it and drink it for a number of years to come. Justin, what'd you think?
So I enjoyed this a lot. There was a lot of wood influence on this, and the whole grapefruit thing was kind of secondary to the wood. I think if you liked aged bourbon, you'll like this. On the finish, it kind of reminded me of a campfire s'mores, and worth trying. What'd you think, Denise?
I think that your descriptions are fantastic, and you really can't follow it with anything else other than kudos to the person who picked up the cream soda on this wine. For me, both on the nose and the palate, I read the description. I thought cream soda. And then I just took my time, closed my eyes, and thought, wow, there it is. It's right there on the nose. A little less on the palate for me, but definitely it comes through. So I thought that was a really great pickup for whoever wrote those notes. I agree with you, Maury. This could be one of my favorites of today. It just really checks all the boxes with the nose, the palate, the finish. I love the dark cherries. This is a delicious wine. And somebody else can while I drink mine.
I really didn't get the graham cracker toasted marshmallow s'more finish that you and Justin really seem to get, and that some of the writers have described. I just found it to be fun and pleasant, and I think, you know, that's the thing about this. I don't often spend as much time as some of you guys picking up little notes, because I think that everybody's going to find the little nuances that they find, and everybody's going to use their own word to describe it. I've often been asked, how do you know what graphite tastes like? How do you know what stones taste like, and asphalt and petroleum? I mean, they're words. We use words to describe and try to create a picture.
We were children and we ate those things.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, put it in my mouth. That's how I know.
Right.
And you never forget it.
Are you goofy?
Never sucked on a number two pencil, Morgan?
Yeah.
I have.
Who hasn't? Everybody knows what that looks like.
I like to paint a picture of just, there's a lot to find. It's like a scavenger hunt. You can find a lot of interesting things. And I think everyone's going to find their own things. But at the end of the day, it's about the big picture and the experience. And this was just a delicious experience.
I don't know about you guys, but I like the Husky pencils better. They just got a little more body to me. But, you know,
I rarely got one of those. They were like $2 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one.
Well, your mom didn't love you that much. So, you
know. By the way, I couldn't get the cream soda because I guess you have to have a reference point. And like some of our colleagues who've never tried things like a Madeira and then trying a Madeira for the first time, you can appreciate a Madeira finished whiskey. I'm not a cream soda fan, so I can't say that I really could comment on whether or not there is or isn't soda. Notes.
Okay.
Bob?
This is a fantastic whiskey. I mean, whiskey.
It's also a wine.
Wine. Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Whiskey, wine, but whatever.
It's the 15th or 16th one we drank today.
They're both aged in wood.
Keep that all in mind.
It's wet. Oak. It's in a glass.
The black cherry is there. It's got a beautiful nose. And on the palate, on the palate, there's cherries, blackberries, baking spice. I don't get so much the cream soda. I get that feel of the cream soda, not so much the flavor. but it's got a great palate. It's chewy. It's got a really viscous mouthfeel to it. On the finish, there's more of that baking spice and clove and a little bit of old worn leather. Yeah, I mean, this is what you want in a wine. I mean, this is a fantastic cab.
I'd like to add a couple things. Number one, all of these wines were double decanted, not long, but shortly before we poured them. We've also been drinking and tasting and discussing for well over an hour now, and they've really evolved nicely in the glass. This wine has not changed dramatically, but it's certainly improved a little bit with some air, and I do believe that the aeration and the double decanting makes a big difference. So I'd encourage you folks who are going to drink it young, particularly out of a relatively newly purchased bottle, do yourself a favor, be patient, and also consider decanting or aerating.
Yeah, well, it's like we do with the whiskey shows. We yell at everybody, you know, please try adding some water to your whiskey. You know, do it. These are things you need to do to help open it up and to change things and to actually dig into it. And with wine, you know, we're a 52-minute show. We'll spend most of a day recording two 52-minute shows, because we spend a lot of time going over the wines. And we'll spend an hour plus before we even turn the recording on. And then we go through 52 minutes, and then that last wine that you get to, it's been 2 or 3 hours since it was opened, it was aerated, it was decanted. You know, these things, especially with wines, it will change.
So I always come back. That the average bottle of wine in this country is opened within 20 minutes of purchase.
Yeah.
And
drunk within two.
If you're not experiencing the things you like right out of the bottle, give it either time,
you've got
or
to
aerate it, or both. Yeah. And I think you'll be rewarded patience.
Come back to it.
And your efforts.
If you spend a decent amount of money on a wine, come back to it. Give it the time to open up. Give it the time to breathe. It's been trapped in that bottle for some time. Let it out. Let it stretch its legs and see what it can do. It's good, sound advice. So, well, we're going to be rating the Pine Ridge Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
And that brings us to our last wine. We're going to have Denise tell us about that one.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is the Pine Ridge Stag's Leap District Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. 97% Cabernet Sauvignon, 3% Merlot, with an ABV of 15.5. The grapes for this expression were harvested at night on multiple dates between September 24th and October 2nd. After a gentle cold soak, the grapes fermented in stainless steel, concrete, and oak barrel fermenters at 92 degrees Fahrenheit. Rigorous pump overs increasing during peak fermentation developed deep color, rich varietal character, and fine tannins. 100% new French oak barrel aging melded the bright fruit with oak spice nuances. After 3 months of aging, they blended the vineyard components, then allowed them to marry during the remainder of the 26 months of barrel aging. This wine was bottled, unfined, and unfiltered. What a wonderful description.
Yeah.
That should turn into a fabulous wine. And it is. You know, it has that deep, dark garnet red color, which is just so beautiful. And the nose has a really interesting Coca-Cola, aromatic presence. And it's also, for me, a little herbal, and I always love herbal notes. I think I've mentioned this several times today. So the nose is fantastic, but then when you try it and you get these chocolate covered fruits, like a deep dark blueberry or a blackberry, and then more herbal notes on the palate. But the kicker is the tea. A teetotaler myself. I love tea. I especially love Earl Grey tea. And to get that note into a wine glass is just amazing. And I've seen Earl Grey itself blended with many things, even though it's not in here, but you get those notes. And I just think that it really balances it out, and it just makes it interesting and delicious wine.
What do you think, Marty?
I got a lot of more white pepper on the palate than I did on the nose, but nonetheless, I love the spiciness. I love the complexity of the layers of the fruit. And you're right. I'm not an Earl Grey drinker, but there's definitely a note there that's really fun. And so I really enjoyed it. My favorite of the day, for sure.
It is a classic Stag's Leap District Cabernet. I mean, you could pick it out from 100 miles away. It's beautiful. It's well done. It's delicious. It's the wine of the day. So the
pinnacle.
So we're going to be rating the Pine Ridge Stag's Leap District Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. A well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to thank you, Denise.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another morning of not disappointing wines.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Didn't need the spit bucket today.
No.
Well, that's all the time we have. So this is Main Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And so long as you have a bottle of this Pine Ridge Stag's Leap, you've got a bottle of good wine. Lord have mercy.
What bottle?
I love my job.
See that bottle?
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Sud, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
I got what you need.